Chapter 2. The Diamond Mines. And so 3 years went by. Sarah's father wrote to her often, and Sarah wrote loving little letters back to him. One day, a very exciting letter arrived. Everybody in the school talked about it for days.
"My friend," wrote Mr. Crewe, "has some mines in northern India. And a month ago, his workers found diamonds there. There are thousands of diamonds in these mines, but it is expensive work to get them out. My friend needs my help. So, little missus."
This was Mr. Crewe's special name for Sarah.
"I am putting all my money into my friend's diamond mines. And one day, you and I are going to be very rich."
Sarah was not interested in money, but a story about diamond mines in India was exciting. Nearly everybody was very pleased for Sarah, but not Lavinia, of course.
"Ha!" she said. "My mother has a diamond. Lots of people have diamonds. What's so interesting about diamond mines?"
"But there are thousands of diamonds in these mines," said Ermengarde.
"Perhaps millions of them."
Lavinia laughed.
"Is Sarah going to wear diamonds in her hair at breakfast then? Or is it Princess Sarah now?"
Sarah's face went red. She looked at Lavinia angrily, but said quietly, "Some people call me Princess. I know that. But princesses don't get angry or say unkind things. So I'm not going to say anything to you, Lavinia."
"To me, you are a princess," Ermengarde said to Sarah later. "And you always look like a princess in your beautiful dresses."
Sarah was a princess to another girl, too. This was Becky. She was a servant in Miss Minchin's school, and she was only 14 years old, but she worked all day and sometimes half the night. She carried things upstairs and downstairs. She cleaned the floors. She made the fires. And she was always tired and hungry and dirty. She and Sarah had very different lives. But one day, Sarah came into her bedroom. And there was Becky, sleeping in a chair.
"Oh, you poor thing," Sarah said.
Then Becky opened her eyes and saw Sarah. She got up at once.
"Oh, miss," she said. "I'm very sorry, miss. I just sat down for a minute and..."
"Don't be afraid," said Sarah. She gave Becky a friendly smile.
"You were tired, that's all." Are you going to tell Miss Minchin?" asked Becky.
She began to move to the door.
"Of course not," said Sarah. "Please don't run away.
sit down again for a minute. You look so tired.
Oh, miss, I can't,
Becky said.
You're very kind, miss, but Miss Minchin.
Please, said Sarah. She took Becky's hand. You're only a little girl, like me. Let's be friends. And so Becky sat down again, and soon she and Sarah were friends. Nobody knew about this, of course. Rich little girls at Miss Minchin's school did not make friends with servant girls, and it was a wonderful thing for Becky. Nearly every day, she and Sarah met in Sarah's bedroom, just for 5 or 10 minutes. Becky was always hungry, and Sarah often bought nice things for her to eat. They sat and talked. And sometimes Sarah told Becky some of her stories. Becky loved that.
Oh, miss, she said, you tell them so beautifully. Sometimes I like your stories better than things to eat.
And after those visits to Sarah's room, Becky always felt better. Not so tired and not so hungry. Some months later, Sarah had her 11th birthday. Lessons stopped for the afternoon, and there was a big party for all the girls in the school.
This party is expensive for us,
Miss Minchin said to her sister, Amelia,
but it looks good for the school.
That afternoon, there was a visitor to the school, Miss Minchin's lawyer. He went with Miss Minchin into her office, and they closed the door. In the schoolroom next door, there was a lot of noise from Sarah's party. Everybody in there was very happy. But in the office, Miss Minchin was not happy. She looked at the lawyer angrily.
What are you saying? Mr. Crewe has no money? What about the diamond mines?
There are no diamond mines, said the lawyer. Well, there are mines, but there are no diamonds in them.
But Mr. Crewe's good friend,
began Miss Minchin.
Mr. Crewe's good friend, said the lawyer, ran away with all Mr. Crewe's money. Ralph Crewe was ill with a fever, and when he heard about this, he got worse. A week later, he was dead.
Dead? Cried Miss Minchin. But what about his daughter, Sarah, and this expensive birthday party?
Sarah Crewe has no money, said the lawyer. Not a penny in the world, Miss Minchin. Not a penny.
She must leave my school at once, Miss Minchin said angrily. She must go this afternoon.
Where?
Said the lawyer.
Out into the streets? An 11-year-old girl? That's not going to look very good for your school, Miss Minchin.
Miss Minchin's face went red.
You can't put her out in the streets, said the lawyer.
He stood up.
But perhaps she can work for you.
The lawyer left, and Miss Minchin called her sister Amelia.
"Bring Sarah Crewe here at once," she said.
2 minutes later, Sarah, in her beautiful blue party dress, stood in front of Miss Minchin.
"Have you a black dress, Sarah?"
Miss Minchin said coldly.
"Yes, Miss Minchin," said Sarah. "But it's very small."
"Go and put it on at once," said Miss Minchin. "Your father is dead. There were no diamond mines, and your father's friend ran away with all his money. You have nothing. Not a penny. But I am going to be very kind to you. You can stay in my house, but now you must be a servant and work for your bread. You can sleep in a servant's room upstairs, next to Becky's room."